It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're pleased to be joined on the telephone this morning by Calaveras County Sheriff Rick DeBasilio. Sheriff DeBasilio, thank you for coming on with us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Well, I know it's been a busy week for you and the sheriff's office. You know, you were in Tuolumne County earlier this week for the protest at Courthouse Park. I know there's been discussions about protests in Calaveras County as well. And I'll point out that we are recording this on Friday morning. So, you know, basically, you know, in a nutshell, what is kind of your thoughts on how this past week has gone?
Well, I think the protests over in Tuolumne went very well. There was no incidents that I'm aware of. People were very respectful on both sides. I saw a lot of actually handshaking going on out in the middle of the street by both sides. So I think it went well, and it just kind of gave us a preclude of what we're going to see today, again being Friday, like you said, at our Angels Camp protest. So I think everything is going to be good. I think our community as a whole is I don't want to use the word receptive, but understanding that people have a First Amendment right to protest and voice their opinions. And I think everybody was respectful, and I believe that that's what we're going to see today, Friday.
Then you also put out a statement, I believe about a week ago, the chair of the board was also signed on that statement, Marita Calloway. What was kind of the reason and kind of the basis of that statement?
Well, I think that Marita and I had got together and talked about this a little bit, and I think it's important to let our constituents in our county know that we support the First Amendment and all the amendments in the Constitution. I mean, as constitutional officers, both of us, that's our job. I believe it's important that our constituents in the county know that we do support them. And on the flip side of that, we want to make sure that the people that are going to cause problems know that the sheriff's office and law enforcement in general in Calaveras County is not going to tolerate, you know, the looting and the rioting and stuff that goes on. And that seemed to be going on after the fact, not during the protest. So we just want to make that very clear that we support them. However, we will also protect them from the people that want to come up and do damage and not be good citizens, let's say.
You know, when you see issues in other parts of the country when it comes to racial tensions, is there training locally that deputies in your department go through when it comes to that topic?
Our deputies actually go through quite a bit of training, not only in the academy, but on a biannual basis. They're constantly doing training, and with the events of recent, when I'm saying events recent, the past year or two, with the laws being changed for use of force, it's been elevated, so there's actually more training going on, not only in cultural diversity, but just in the use of force and using de-escalation procedures as opposed to, you know, going right straight to use of force like they've done way years past. We haven't had those types of issues here in our county. I can't even remember the last use of force complaint that we had in the county that was substantiated. Our officers throughout the county, CHP, Angels Police, and the Sheriff's Office are very cognizant of people's rights and do everything we can to de-escalate things prior to, you know, doing anything bad.
Very good. You know, as mentioned, you were in Tuolumne County in downtown Sonora earlier in the week, and also saw some deputies from Stanislaus County. Has there been quite a bit of coordination with various agencies over this past week about protests in this general region?
Well, coordination, yeah, in the sense that, I mean, because we're such small communities and we don't have a large force, you know, like San Joaquin or Stanislaus County, we have to rely on each other to cover each other. You know, we still have to cover the streets for patrol. We still have calls for service that are going on. So we have to make sure we cover that. So working with Amador County to our north and Tuolumne County to our south, they work both with us. And I know Tuolumne County reached out, obviously, like you said, to Stanislaus and us for assistance. And again, it's because of the size of our departments. We rely on that brotherhood from our neighbors to assist us when we have these types of issues. And you don't only see it in this, BJ. You know that we see that during fire season and everything else. So it's just the collaboration of the communities all working together.
Well, as we sit here in early June, what are some of the other issues right now facing law enforcement in Calaveras County?
Well, we have fire season right around the corner, so that's always a concern. We talk about fire thinking that it's a fire department or, you know, CDF issue, but it does affect the sheriff's office because we're the ones that do the evacuations. We're the ones that work with CAL FIRE. They tell us what direction the fire is going, and then they recommend us that we need to start evacuating. So we're hoping that people are heeding the warnings of CAL FIRE and this hot weather that we've had and are, you know, cleaning their lots and getting prepared for fire season. And I know that COVID has slowed that process down, but as we start opening up, I believe, and I have put out that I believe that that is an essential service that people need to come up and check their second homes and start clearing their lots and getting ready for fire season, because that's not another problem that we want to incur this summer, or, you know, after coming through the COVID and now we've got these protests going on and then going right into fire season. It would be nice to be prepared for something.
Yeah, with so much going on right now, do you encourage people really start to think about that evacuation plan and what they would do if they need to get out of here?
Absolutely, and this is something that, you know, they should have already had in place, but absolutely, if they don't have a plan in place, they need to do that. They need to know, and it's hard because you never know what direction the fire is coming from or where it's going to start, so they need to have multiple ways of exiting their property and or their subdivisions and the area that they're in to get out. And I'll use the Highway 4 corridor just because it's so limited in where they can go. But if you are living on the Highway 4 corridor and you're above Forest Meadows, you need to know there are multiple ways out of that corridor. Unfortunately, they're by dirt road, but there is a way to get out of those corridors, and they need to do a little bit of research on their own so that they know how to get out. And I do believe that my Captain Ballard and OES and Fire actually put a package together last year and put it out to the public showing other exit routes. So people need to inform themselves on what those exit routes are so that they can stay safe.
You never be too prepared this time of year.
Absolutely.
You know, with the COVID-19 and the governor's stay-at-home order, has it reduced crime at all? Have you noticed in a general sense in Calaveras County, or has it been about the same?
No, it has reduced crime in the sense that because there were so many people that are staying home and working from home, that our burglaries actually did go down. Not that they were very high, but they did go down. So we have seen a decrease in crime overall, I think, because people are home more often than not now. So as bad as it is, it still had a positive effect in certain ways.
We need to take a quick break. We'll pick up on this conversation in a minute. We're talking with Calaveras County Sheriff Rick DeBasilio on this weekend's Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our second segment with the sheriff is coming up in just a minute.